I know you've heard the Christmas story many times, but have you considered what it was like to be a shepherd, especially on the night when Christ was born? We saw some things and heard some things on that night that terrified even me. So, shh, quiet, my sheep are resting.
Luke 2:8. There were in the same country shepherds living out in those fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Yes, even at night we had to look after our sheep. It was a lonely job, but it paid me well and put food on my table. Actually, my fellow shepherds and me tended sheep that may well have been destined for the temple sacrifices in Jerusalem. People on their way to offer sacrifices might buy one of our sheep. We were only 6 miles from Jerusalem. But make no mistake, it was a dangerous job. Actually, I'm a hireling. That is, I am employed by a sheep owner to look after his flock. Shepherds never had a very good reputation. Well, people would look at us as dishonest shepherds. Sad to say, some of my friends would lead their flocks to feed on other people's land. Some would even steal little lambs to make their flock a bigger flock. Customers were warned not to buy wool or milk or lambs from me because they just assumed that it was stolen property. No, we didn't have a good reputation. We couldn't even hold public office. Nor could our testimony be offered in a court of law as a witness to a crime. No one believed us. And get this, Abraham was a shepherd. Isaac was a shepherd. Jacob was a shepherd. And David was a shepherd. David, a man after God's own heart, just like me, a shepherd. So there we were, keeping watch over our flocks. My buddies and me nestled with a flock of sheep on a rather cool night there in the hills of Judea. You see, we had to live outdoors constantly with our sheep. We would help each other. We would keep watch in 3-hour shifts. Why? Because the sheep are so vulnerable to all kinds of trouble. Keeping watch means we were doing guard duty to make sure the sheep were safe from wandering off and hurting themselves, and keeping wolves away and even thieves away. You know that if we lost a sheep, we had to pay for it. So keeping watch was a top priority for me.
Luke 2:9. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
You know, as we talked with one another on that dark, cool night, all of a sudden, without any warning, the hillside was ablaze with light and booming with the sound of an angel's voice. But it was the light. It was right there in our faces. And it was bright and it was radiant. You know, I remembered our ancestors telling us stories about the presence of God, referring to it as something overwhelmingly bright. But in the middle of the night, when it's supposed to be dark, This bright light scared us, shepherds. It terrified us. It feared us with a great fear. I thought this was the night I was going to die.
Luke 2:10-11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is a Savior born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Do not be afraid. It was hard not to be afraid. But I admit, it was helpful and reassuring to hear, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." It took a few minutes, but as we conned ourselves, we began to understand that we were hearing an incredible message, a wonderful message from this angel. And it was a message with good news. And boy, if anybody needed good news, it was us shepherds. This Savior will bring both salvation from enemies and from sin. And all this news was not just for us shepherds, it was for all people. A baby, a Savior is born to you today. It was probably then that I remembered that this was news that we had longed for hundreds of years. And things started to make sense. It made sense to me, and I think my other shepherds started to understand. Our long-awaited Messiah was prophesied to be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. He is Christ the Lord.
Luke 2:12. "And this will be the sign to you. You will be a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger."
Oh, signs are so helpful. My sheep appreciate the sign on the road to Jerusalem that says, "Caution, sheep crossing." Signs are wonderful. But you see, we were still pretty frightened. And to be given information about some signs was very important and very, very helpful. Come to think of it, wrapping a newborn baby in cloth strips was not all that helpful. Why, that is what's done with all newborn babies. Strips of cloths are wrapped around young infants to keep them warm and to give them a sense of security. I suppose there were several babies wrapped in cloths that night in Bethlehem. But the other sign, that was truly unique. The angel said that we would find a baby in a manger. A manger? A baby in a manger? That's where animals are fed from. It's a feeding trough for animals. But a manger would certainly help us find our way. It meant we would go from place to place and check out the stables around Bethlehem.
Luke 2:13-14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Well, after the angel made that startling declaration, why, the heavens were filled. The heavens were filled with an angelic crowd of beings. Heavenly hosts. And that's really a military term that means army. And so we gazed up in the sky and saw the armies of heaven. Armies of the heavenly hosts. And they were giving glory to God. And a blessing of peace to men. Why, these angels were honoring God as being highest. And on earth, peace between God and mankind. That is the good news of salvation.
Luke 2:15-18. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Joseph and Mary and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made weirdly known that saying which was the child, them concerning his child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
As quickly as the sky shone brightly, all of a sudden the sky was dark again, as we would expect. Some of the sheep seemed startled. Some were restless. But most were just resting comfortably, lying in the field. But I was still astounded at what had just happened. So were my friends. A Savior? Christ the Lord? Born in the town of David? And this is good news! Well, for sure, this is the news that we had longed for. This is a promise I have known about since I was a little boy. Oh, what a night it was. I still get goosebumps thinking about it. It was one thing to have an angel tell us about a special baby born in a nearby town. But when the voices of the heavenly host sounded their praises, giving glory to God, how does anyone explain or even describe such a sight? What would you have done had you been a shepherd that night in the hills of Judea? Well, we talked about it for a while. Some of us wanted to go and see if what the angels told us was really true. But we couldn't leave the sheep unattended. What if something happened to them? What if we went and left the sheep alone and the owner found out what we had done? Or, what if we were mistaken about what we thought we heard? You know, the more we talked about it, the more we had questions. We questions about some of those things that we had learned long ago. But I learned long ago that when God speaks, we need to take action. Yes, I become afraid what others may say. Or if I start to attempt to do something new, or not do what I like to do. But the important thing is to do what God tells us to do. And the message of Christmas calls each one of us to action. You know, for some, and maybe some of you here today, that action would be to give your life to Him. You see, He wants your heart and He wants your life. He wants it so much that He came to earth to reach us. You know, I later came to know that this baby we went to see in a manger was eventually crucified on a cross, but 3 days later, 3 days later, rose from the grave. When I heard that, it cinched it for me. Everything I learned about what Jesus said was true. Are you one of those people who need to give your life to Him? You see, this Christmas, this very Christmas day, He's calling you for a response. Now, it's possible, it's very likely that most of you here today have given your life to Him. Yet this Christmas, He might be calling you to something new and different. You know, perhaps He's calling you to turn away from something that you know is wrong. Most people don't need to be told that they should stop doing. They know. But they would just rather resist, make excuses, and rationalize what they are doing is not really wrong. It's just like my sheep. They know what they're supposed to do, but they resist. And if they could talk, would make up some lame excuse for doing the things that they know they ought not to do. So maybe today, God is telling you to mend a relationship. Maybe God is telling you today to help someone in need. Maybe God is telling you today to take some bold action. Do something. Give something. Begin something. Do you want to know what this shepherd thinks? You already have a good idea of what God wants you to do. And you're wondering if you can really count on God. You're wondering if you can really trust Him. You know, even we shepherds wondered if we could really trust what we had just seen and what we had just heard. But as soon as the angels left, when the sky returned to its normal dark, we kind of said to each other, "We've got to go immediately to Bethlehem to see what has happened." It was a little strange for us shepherds to be going from stable to stable and tell curious and nosy people that we were looking for a newborn baby. But that's what we did. And we weren't disappointed. We were not disappointed at what we saw. We finally found the stable. We greeted Mary and Joseph. And then we saw the baby lying in a manger. And we had to tell others. It was exactly like the angel told us. And now we felt compelled to tell others. We wanted to tell all of Bethlehem. We just had to make known what we had been told by the angels about this child. A Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born.
Luke 2:20. Then the shepherd returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told by them.
You know, what we heard and saw that night, it changed us. We discovered a wonder that changed us. It changed our lives. And it was so great, we couldn't help telling everyone we saw. And as it began to dawn, we were stopping strangers on the road to tell them of the baby that we saw lying in a manger. Yeah, there were some who thought we were nuts. But we weren't. We were changed. We were changed. Now, outwardly, things hadn't changed. I'm still a smelly old shepherd. Outwardly, things hadn't changed. We still had to deal with our flocks. We still had problems. We couldn't change the perception of others that we were people who couldn't be trusted. We had to fight against all the prejudices that was part of being a shepherd. No, the outward circumstances did not change at all. But what did change was my heart. That night, I found a joy. I found a joy that the world cannot deliver and cannot deny. I found wholeness. I found peace. And I found love that no person could ever give. I was changed because I found the Lord. And you can find the Lord as well. I find it extraordinary that the only recorded announcement of Christ's birth and only one invitation from God to anyone to come and visit Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, it was given to me and my friends. Shepherds! Uneducated, smelly, low-class, social and religious outcasts. Shepherds! But it's a love story. Not just for shepherds. It's a story of God's love for everyone. For the young, for the old, for the rich, for the poor, for the educated, for the uneducated. For men and women of distinction. What a wonderful story. This Christmas, God is speaking to each one of us. Now, you're not likely to hear angels like we did that night so long ago. Because today we have His message to us as given to us in the Bible. And God is speaking to you right now. But God also speaks to us through life's experiences. I've learned so much about God as being a shepherd. Sometimes we learn the most about God from the things that happen to us. He sure spoke to me that night in Bethlehem. But God also sometimes speaks to us through His Spirit. He might use the teachings of a speaker. He might use that which somebody writes. I certainly have found great knowledge of Him in listening to wonderful songs and music. Sometimes He speaks to us with His still small voice. Well, everyone, that's my story. We heard, we saw, and we spread the word to all of Bethlehem. And I would just pray that the reality of what happened many years ago would encourage us to do likewise. This is God's love story to us. And as has shared with us by special music this morning. May the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what joy it is to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a precious, loving gift that you have given to us. How great it was that the shepherds, the ones keeping watch over their flock at night, were the ones invited to come and see the babe of Bethlehem. And that you commissioned them to be the ones to first spread the news to all of Bethlehem. And Father, that news is still being spread today. Father, may we in some ways learn the lesson from the shepherds. That when you tell us to do something, that we would be ones willing to do it. In spite of being possibly made fun of, or being afraid to try something new, we know that you would give us the courage because you stand with us. And Father, how important it is that we would be ones to communicate the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to others. Father, help us in that task to spread the good news. Thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have time to reflect upon this day, may we not lose sight for the reason of the season. And for this we give thanks in Jesus' precious, worthy, and holy name. Amen.